He reached for another weed, feeling a sting. Reflexively, he pulled his hand back. It burned, but suddenly went numb, the numbness spreading quickly through his whole hand. Strange, he thought, leaning back and inspecting his hand. It continued to feel more dull. It was really odd. He couldn't quite place the feeling. He had spent his life around poison ivy, poison oak, and all kinds of different weeds that caused different effects, not to mention all the poisonous animals he had encountered. The skin on his leg from that brown recluse years ago would never heal properly. He would always have that large brown spot on his thigh. However, nothing had ever felt like this. His hand had a deep gash in it. It didn't look like he had cut it on a thistle weed, because this was on both sides of his hand. And it wasn't on the very top of the finger, but was surrounding it. It was almost like a bite mark. Why would it look like a bite? He looked back to the weeds and the thick thatch of tomato vines covering this part of the garden. He had planted too many, and they were too close to each other, making it hard to see what was behind them. The tomatoes were really growing well this year, and the sunflowers behind them made a wall at the back of the garden that was hard to see behind. The sunflowers were whipping back and forth, some of them violently. However, there wasn't any wind that could be causing it. He looked at his bleeding finger, then back at the flowers. Looking closer, he realized that it was a bite mark, a human one. Those really did look like teeth marks, but how in the hell would that have happened? Looking at the tomato vines, he saw what looked like a man's decomposing head emerging from under the dirt. Half the man's upper skull was missing. The gray matter of the brain was gone. It only had one eye, which was dull and lifeless. And where the other eye should have been, pieces of skull were dangling, held on by loose strands of flesh and hair. The thing pulled forward another inch, its mouth opening and closing. The teeth were visible, the flesh around the mouth gouged away. It was pulling itself closer and closer to him, and George could see the outstretched arm reaching out. It reached out again, but was still short of him. It grabbed more of the earth and pulled itself forward a few more inches. What the hell was the thing? And how was it coming for him? He watched that mouth opening and closing. He looked at his finger and realized that not only was his hand numb, but his arm was numb up to the elbow. He imagined that mouth clamping down on his finger and didn't want to know what kind of germs the thing had given him.